Yesterday, we ended off with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chaf Amud Aleph, going on to Chaf Amud Beis, describes how various Chachamim looked at beautiful women and the various reactions that they had to that seeing. And the Gemara asks, how is that permissible? For example, how could you say a bracha upon seeing a beautiful woman? And the Gemara answers, Karen Zavis Havoi. So the question that we left off with yesterday was, does that indicate that any form of intentional looking is usher? Because after all, this wasn't nobody had a havamina that these chachamim were being miskaven lahanos, presumably. So the implication is that any type of intentional looking is usher. And then we're going to begin by addressing that question. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Yud, where it discusses this halacha, the Magen Avraham makes an interesting comment. He writes that, how is it possible to make a bracha? It's not just beautiful, but let's say you see a beautiful Rasha. So how is it possible to make a bracha on a beautiful Rasha? After all, it's aser l'stakel b'fnei Rasha. The Magen Avraham answers that what's aser is to be mistakel, but habata be'alma shari, and that is sufficient to make a bracha. Now, the Bir Halacha says, this is very meduyak from the sugya. The Bir Halacha over there, Timaskal Filu Gai, because he says, look, the Gemara wasn't bothered by the problem of Rasha. The Gemara was only bothered by the problem of the Mistakel Beisha, and it answered Karen Zavasavai. Now, the implication is that when it comes to Isha, it's much more chamar. Let me just read it to you, because the formulation is going to be very important. Raya ledavar, me'avodizar davchaf, de kamakshe, meaning raya to the chilak of the Magen Avraham, who is distinguishing between the iser of being mistakel b'fnei rasha, that it's only an iser staklos, but not an iser habata. So the rise in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, de kamaksha meisei v'chulei, shelo yistakel adam b'ishana v'chulei, tepuk lei dafilu haya zachar, haya asa l'stakel bo mitzad asa l'stakel bo bidmus rasha. So it's kashas, why are we only bothered by the shayla of being her, of being a woman? It should be asa al rasha elevadai, de stakos be'al mashari, de dafka l'stakel bo biyosos bonin bidmuso. The Hasam Linyan Isha Filu Stam Istaklos Asur says, what's the pshat? That Istaklos Be'alma, to use his Lashon, Istaklos Be'alma is mutter for a Rasha, but not for an Isha. And therefore, we had to come on to Karen Zavis Dafka with respect to Isha. So, first of all, Uchora, we have to figure out how does this Mishnah Berurah shtim with the Mishnah Berurah we saw yesterday in Siman Ayin Hey. Siman Ayin Hey, the Mishnah Berurah implied that the only time when we're dealing with Mekomos HaGiluyim, the only time there's an Isser is when you're Mistakel Lehanos. If you're Mistakel Shelo Lehanos, the Mishnah Berurah sounded like it was mutter. And here, he sounds like, no, even Histaklos Ba'alma Shelo Lehanos is Aser. So, we have a problem from the Gemara, and we also have a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, one possible solution is suggested by Rav Binyamin Zilber, quoted in Dirshu Note Ayin Hay, Dirshu on Siman Ayin Hay, Note 18. I think he has a whole sefer called Taras Hestaklos. Can't say I looked it up, but this is the way it's quoted. So perhaps this is, we're giving him an unfair treatment. But the way he's quoted is saying, I'll tell you the Yishuv. What the Mishnah Berurah is matir in Siman Ayin Hey, when he was matir stakla shelo lehanos, that was looking at Ekspektana. Why? Ekspektana, it's not so shayach, you're going to come to hear her. how many people. So if you're miskat, you can't look at the etzba ketana lahanos. Shalol lahanos, you could look at the etzba ketana. Somebody told me that there was this Jewish music video all about girls, but you couldn't have girls on the video. So they had boys, but it was all about girls. But anyway, but they had a picture of a girl's finger. That was the whole thing. So they held like Benjamin Zilber that to be mistakel. Istak was ba'alma, not lahanos, is aser, except for etzbaktana. Etzbaktana is only aser from skavin lahanos. So anybody watching this Jewish music video would never be mistake lahanos. So therefore, they were matir etzbaktana. That's what they held. Oh, that's what he says. And so that's the yishuv, right? And Simon Reish Chafhei, he says, histak l'shalol lahanos is aser. That's like talking about the face, right? To make a bracha on a person, pretty unlikely you'll be able to make a bracha on a beautiful person just by looking at their finger. So that's talking about that. Yeah, looked at her face. It's true. She might have been wearing tzniyazdika clothing, but that's really aser. The only time you could conceivably come to a bracha would be Karen Zavis. But otherwise, it would be aser. But I and Simonai and Hay, his Mako, that's only at Spaktana. That's the answer of Binyamin Zilber. So Rav Moshe considers this possibility, and he says, this is absolutely wrong, because he says that's not what the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch say. HaRambam, the Shulchan Aruch, kasvu, v'niskavin lahanos, u'mashma shalo, rak, v'etz baktana kasvu, ela, af, alkol, makom, shedarkon, lios, megulos. Sounds like any place that darkon, lios, megulos, is mutter when you're not miskaven lahanos. Din lokin ein chiluk bein makomos mechusos and makomos megulin. Veich kasav shulchan aruch ba'oso hasif uve Rambam hadin shasol stakel benashim shomdos ala kfisa shehu mishum shemegalos hashok ha af bemakomos shadarech lios megulos aser. The only thing that you're aser to look at is omdos ala kfisa. Why omdos ala kfisa? What makes that different? Why makes that more chamor? Because that's when their makomos hamagulin are not magulin. I'm sorry, their makomos hamachusin are magulin. But otherwise, it's aser. So that's a very difficult answer. Okay, so we're hadrakoshe l'duchta. So we have a kasha in the Gemara and a kasha in the Mishabura. So first, let's go to the Gemara's, the kasha from the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the Mishabura. So again, what was our dia? This Gemara of Odazar implies that even seeing shalola hanos, even if it's mekomos ha mechusim, is aser, right? Mekomos ha megula. Well, it's always confusing. The mekomos ha mechusim are mechusos, and the only things that are megulos are mekomos and megulia. Good. So the easiest answer to say is that, I don't know, maybe this woman, maybe the Aishas Turnus Rupas, she wasn't dressed, so it's neistically. So that would answer the question, right? That's why, assuming you learn like the Prima Gadim, that Mekomos and Mechusim is Aser, even Shalole Hano. So that would be a very simple answer, why the Gemara Dekasha. Rav Moshe writes, the Pasha Salashon, the Gemara doesn't sound that way. It doesn't say anything about her being not appropriately dressed. So that's a Dochak answer. Okay, any other answers? So the Ra'ah in Brachos on Daf Nun Ches on the base quotes from the Ravid, other Rishonim also, they were there, quote from the Ravid, the Ritva, I think, and others, that the Bracha Shetiknu al Brios Naos is because of the Hana. The Hana you get when you see something that's beautiful, it's Marchev, it's Nafshau. Huh. So if we answer like that, we'll say that, no, we can go back to our simple assumption, which is that it's only Aser from Mekomos Hamegulos, if it's miskaven lahanos. To make the bracha, you have to be miskaven lahanos. And that's what we had to come on to, Karen Zavis. What's the idea? That was ones. In other words, he wasn't planning on it, but he did. And that's very similar to the answer that Rav Moshe himself gives. Rav Moshe gives this answer in a couple of places. He says that, Kevan Shispal, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Miyofya, עד שאמר אללה מערב ומסך השם, נחשב זה הנה. So I think what that tells me is that very interesting idea. In other words, what does it mean hana? Why did I initially think that this was I thought of this answer, but I didn't think it made sense. Because I associated hana'a, when we say you can't be mistakel be'isha lehanos mimena, as having, sexual connotation, right? That's what it means, lestakel lehanos. So I think the point that Rav Moshe is saying, and if we use, the Ra doesn't say this idea to answer the question, but perhaps the Ra is saying a similar type of thing, is that you're also nene from looking at a beautiful waterfall or a beautiful tree or the like. It's not sexual hana. If you look, and that's the chiddush. In other words, when we say it's usher to be mistakel be'isha lehanos mimena, that's true, even if it's not sexual hana, but you have hana from the riyah. So he's saying, if that's true, so that's the pshat in the Gemara. The reason why that riyah was usher is because they were nana. They were nana. And if they were nana, so that then it's usher. Yeah.
But isn't that a bit of like a mitzvah of avir problem? Like, you didn't have the onus of the stakos, and therefore you didn't embark on that?
Yeah. I mean, so I would say the following. First of all, that's what Rav Moshe says. In other words, and he says that, now, it's not I don't think, since the iser of histaklos lehanos is usser, because it's maybe l'day hear her, and maybe l'day aveira, and the like, and certainly they weren't bali de aveira, so I don't know if you would call it mitzvah aveira, maybe, because the iser is l'stakel bekavana, and they were mistakel lehanos, they were nana from their staklos, shalom bekavana, so they didn't do an iser, but that's,
I mean, they did the type of histaklos that would have been issur if they tried.
Correct. That's what Karen Zavis means, exactly. So to do that, in other words, that's the point of, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. The only time you could ever make a bracha on, the only time you could ever make a bracha on a isha na'e is by accident. Now, somebody was once clarifying, can you make the bracha for Malchus on the Queen of England? So then you have the Shaila, but what about looking, right? But if you learn like the Chiluk of the Magen Avram, then perhaps you could be Mechalek. In other words, the bracha on Malchus, is that a glance is enough, right? You don't have to be mistakel in the way where you're nana or you're mishtomeim or the like from the beauty, because nothing to do with the beauty. There, the ishtomimus comes from the notion of malchus. It's not from the appearance of the person. You'd make the bracha if it's the most hideous looking monarch in the world, or a rasha or the like. So perhaps that would answer that. Yes.
Isn't it the Gemara's comparison to Kilo Stakel Malchus on Torah? Like, it sounds like it is sexual in nature, not that it's just a...
Well, that's the Chiddush. In other words, it's sort of interesting, right? The context is, almost a parsha, right? Why they have to bring a kapara for their... because they looked, right? When the soldiers, so I agree this is a chiddush. I'm not, but the suggestion that I'm going to make, I'm going to say a different answer than Rav Moshe in a minute, but it's going to be very close to Rav Moshe. Maybe in light of your question, maybe you'll even say this is what Rav Moshe really meant. But I think that is presumably because of what it leads to, is what I was answering Asher before. In other words, why can't you do this? Mistakel b'isha lehanos mimena, even if it's not sexual hanas, because it's maybe liday hirhurim, and therefore that's kilu estakel b'veis hatarfa. But you're right, there's an added...
It's just written, and the more steps you...
Agreed.
Tons of things can lead to...
Agreed. Ultimately. Yes. So I agree. I think this is a chiddush. But I think that's what Rav Moshe is answering. And again, in light of this Ravid, it's a very glot of shot in the Gemara. Not everybody agrees with that Ravid, by the way. The Meiri disagrees over there in Brachos. And he says it is nothing. This bracha is not on Hana. Okay. So that's answer number one. Or I guess answer number two, right? Answer number one is that she wasn't dressed sneistically. Answer two is that here there was Hana. Another possibility, and this is that Mincha Shmuel, Mishnah, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, is to say Adam Chashav Shani. Again, it's a difficult read in the Gemara because the Gemara asks from the Pasuk, well, you hire her. So I think the answer they say is that that an Adam Chashav is to be more machmir. So if it's Aser, if this is the Iser, an Adam Chashav should go further, something like that. The next possible answer is to say, in Hachinami, actually, we should learn from there that Histaklus is Aser. Even Shalom Lehanos, something like the answer of Reuben Yamin Zilber, the like, and to basically argue that any form of histaklos benashim, even mekomos hamegulim, is aser. Is that shtim with the Shulchan Aruch? Pashut is not, but that's an approach that's taken certainly by some achronim.
It's not the Gemara which says that you can't walk by the. The Gemara says, Rabbi was quoting, I think, yesterday, that if they could dark green on,
right.
It's not that concerned that because they're not dressed appropriately there.
Maybe that's true, but. Sarchian, I agree that that's a difficulty for this Mahalik. That's, one of the reasons why Rav Moshe is Doha this position. I think it is a difficult position. And now we'll see in a moment. We'll talk about maybe there is a Raya, there is a Rishon, some Rishon in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Arash who might take this position. We'll get to that in a moment. There are some Rishonim that at least at first glance seem to adopt this position. And you're right, it's going to be a Kasha from the Gemara Bava Basra. You'll have to say something else over there. Maybe I'll have to say that there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a hard.
They're saying it's Betorah's Kumar or Betorah's Ikra Din?
I think Betorah's Din. At least some of them. I mean, that's why they quote this Bir Halacha, is they're one of the major sources. Fine. Now, I think the easiest answer to the question from Avodah Zarah is the following. And Rabbi Drori, who's not here today, was medayik this way from the Rambam. If you go back to the Rambam, Chaf Aleph Beis, in Yisurei Bia, so he writes, right, he says, all the things you can't do, Asar L'Adam Likrotz B'Yadav Uraglav Olirma Zedada, L'Habit B'Yaf Ya'asar, Umaken Osa, Umaken L'Miskavin L'Davar Zemakas Margis, Amistaka L'Afilu Be'etz Bektana Shalisha V'Niskavin L'Hanos, Commission is Dakal B'Makom HaTorev. So, what is the Rambam saying? Lahabit B'Yofya is Aser. And that's separate. He said that before he got to the point of being Mistakel Be'etz B'Ketana Lehanos. In other words, Lahabit B'Yofya, to, even if it's Shelo Lehanos, it's just to stare at the beauty of a woman, even if you're doing it, you're saying, for me, this is like looking at the beauty of a tree. But that is pritzostik to, even if it's not miskaving, And that's why, again, he says it even before he gets, he says it separately than the Isser of Histaklos. And here he doesn't mention Kedei Lehanus. Lahabit biyafya is always Asher. That's like whistling at a woman or the like, which is the context that he says it at. And yes, there's a difference between looking at the beauty of a woman and looking at the beauty of a tree. And again, maybe this is sort of what Rav Moshe really means, though, again, he emphasizes lehanos. But in a different shuvah, Rav Moshe writes, "Kshaba isha lishol laharav she'ela binyana yisr v'heter, mechuyav lishtadel, shelo labit befaneha, kedei shelo..." Oh, I misread it. I thought it said biyafya, and I thought there's a rye like that. Okay, no, that's, he says that really is shelo lavo lehanos chas v'shalom ariyah. But okay, so forget that rye. Fine. Anyway, that's what I think is the easiest answer to this question, as you see from that Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this as well. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Lashon the Rambam, which is that lahavit biyafya is what's particular, what's always inappropriate. And once you're being mabit biyafya, then we don't need to even talk about whether you're miskaven lahanos or you're not miskaven lahanos. And that's the problem with the Gemara of Zara, because when you look at a, to make the bracha on a beautiful woman, that means you're being mabit biyafya. Fine.
What does it mean to have
a beauty? It means to look at her beauty, which means to notice her beauty.
And that's different than what that's trying to do without being
manic
from it?
Yeah. Lehanos, I think, going back sort of to what you assumed what mana meant, is sexual in connotation. That's what it means, lehanos. But lahabit biyafya is any time you look at and appreciate, you look at the beauty of something, you appreciate the beauty of something. So that's what's usher. You know, when I'm driving along, and I just the other day I was driving and I was with my wife, I said, "Oh, look at that beautiful sky, right? And look at the cloud, look at the sun." It was like a really impressive cloud formation, right? That's lahabit biyafya. But that's okay with clouds. So the point is that noticing something's beauty, appreciating the beauty, looking at the beauty, that is what's always usher. And that's, again, that's why we had that Shaka Vitaria. So it's possible that this would be miyashev, the stira in the Mishnah Berurah between what he says in Ayin Hay and the Bir Halacha over there. Again, it's not explicit in his words, but it could be that's what he means. Now, one might also give a different answer, which is along similar lines, perhaps. Perhaps if you don't, this maybe another way of saying this answer is that b'makom sheyesh lachosh sheyava lidei hear her, then it's usher even when you're not miskavei mahanos. And again, that's what lahabit biyafya is. Later on, we'll see hochachos that this is true, that any time that there's a chashash, but it's also pashut, right? If we're concerned, shem yavul lidei hear her, so then we are. So the point is, yes, of course it's true that it's mutter to be mistakel be'isha and mekomos ha-megulim when you're not miskavei lahanos. But it's also pashut that you're not allowed to do something that's going to likely be maybe lidei hear her. And looking at the beauty of a woman is certainly something that's maybe Lide, likely to be maybe Lide hear her. And again, we'll get, even though it's probably obvious, we'll see some rise to that in a couple of minutes. Now, it could be that this question of, like I said before, is there an Isser Histaklos Shelo Lehanos the Mekomos HaMegulim is a Machlokas Rishonim. Where would you see this? In Ksubos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there, Paskins, that it's also Stakel Bifnei Kala, Afilu L'chadav Al-Bayla. It's Machlokas over there, but we Paskin, Afilu L'chadav Al-Bayla. So Rishonim all ask, how could you be made that the Kala was Yatza Behenuma? So the Rush answers that, well, first he quotes an opinion that says Yom Rishon is different. He rejects that. And he says, no, they're made Yatza Behenuma because they looked at her Enuma. But they didn't look at her. or something like that. And likewise, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah answers. It's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzis over there. And the Nira Lamori Harav Neirau, Shafilu Yomish Avilu Sha'achas, Enomoter, Hadada, Yeshlomer, the Kevin Sharon, Heinuma, O Shar Dvarim, Shadarach Lasosim, Abisulav, Omrim, Kalaolam, Zukala Ploni, O Sahazaka Hiriya, as we say, Sokolim, Safan al Chazakum. There's a whole, there's no, basically, what's he saying? Like, it's for sure, could you look at a Kala? Aser. Aser to look at a Kala? So that ad kedei kach that he is a kasha. So how could he ever be made that's yatza behenuma? So it's like a very fancy answer, right? What's the answer? You saw her veil, and everybody was telling you that you were at the wedding of Rachel Levi. So now, because everybody told you, you came with the invitation, said, you know, the chasana is here at the ateras of Rachel Levi, and you came there and everybody's saying, we're at the wedding of Rachel Levi. And then you saw this person with the heinuma on. I mean, but you didn't see the person, you saw the heinuma, it looked like a person, and you put that all together and sogum sogum al chazakos, that's good enough, right? So pretty cool. Now, again, we're talking about a kala who is dressed properly, right? Ad kedei kach, that you're not allowed to, right? So it's pretty clear from this, Rabbeinu Yonah, that you can't even mistakel shelo lehanos is aser. Otherwise, he doesn't have to come on to such a convoluted answer. And also the Rush says that. However, who disagrees?
Unless you need stronger gaze in order to identify someone.
Okay, good. So that might be the answer. It's interesting because the Achronim, the Makna asks on him, he says, so how do you have Arvedi Kiddushin? So anyway, but he doesn't actually give that answer. That's also Adas. So good question and good possible answer. And we'll see perhaps a similar type of answer. So then the Shita Mekubetz also quotes that the Rama gives a different answer. Rama tirates the Davka Listakel Amru Eno Mutter of Aliyah Ba'alma Lefi Shah Bishasha Malichin Osa Mutter. And that's how you could have Edus on Hinuma. So it sounds like certainly the way the Shita Mekubetz sets it up is a machlokas, right? You have Rabbeinu Yonah who says, Re'iyah Ba'alma's Aser, so he has to come on to the Ukinta, and we have the Rama who says Re'iyah Ba'alma is Mutter, it's only Istaklos that's Aser. Now that's even he's Asering because any Istaklos, so even Rama is a Chumra. Doesn't sound like the way the Shita Mekubetzis sets it up that this Machlokes about Eidos, like you're suggesting, but that's possible. Fine. So if so, then even the Makel view here is very machmir. Certainly, we don't paskin, if this is a machlokas, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, who are Makel, that Shalot B'dera Lahanos is Mutter. But maybe we could say no. Maybe we could say that the reason why Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush are so machmir over here is because the Kala is miskashetas, she's looking so beautiful. Like we said before, Re'iyah, that's maybe l'day hear her, that's likely, that's reasonable, even if it's mekomos ha-megulim, is aser. And therefore, maybe it's not a machlokas ba'eta in terms of the gedder of the Isariyah. In other words, it's pashut that a Kala looking at her is something that is likely to be maybe Lidei Riyah, hear her, and maybe Lidei Aveira. And like we said, all these are Aser because they're maybe Lidei Aveira. And therefore, by the Kala, when the Gemara says it's Aser L'stakel B'fnei Kala, it's because of the way the Kala is dressed up. And that's why, in that context, we have this Kasha. But we can't extrapolate from there to the general point. And therefore, in this case, it's similar to what we said at the end to explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is that the reason why it's aser to be mabit, to look at the woman and her beauty in order to make a bracha is also aser. That's something that's maybe libei Aveira, if you do it Bekavana, and the same thing for a Kala. And so that's the point. The point is that any Re'ia, even Shelo Lehanos, that's likely to be maybe Lidei Aveira, that's Aser, even if it's only Mekomos HaMegulim. And that's how to explain the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and that's how to explain the Gemara Ksubos, and that's how to explain the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah and the like. Yes, Adam. It doesn't say you look.
The Gemara means not to look. Not to
Kala Nava Chasuda. You say it even if she's not Kala Nava Chasuda.
Right, but that's, I mean, that's...
That's Stala say that's a Shaila Mineu Be Mimang right, Supos.
No?
No, the Gemara's...
The Baal's going to think you're either a Chakran or a Russian.
The Gemara says it's Asal Estaka with a Kala. Okay, so you could try to figure out how to resolve that shaila.
Right.
But chut shel chesed mashach aleha, as Rashi says over there.
Oops, in the Gemara itself, if you
buy. That's what I was saying. But you say it even if it's not.
The question shows that, I mean, you're clear looking.
Right, but I understand. I think is Naskar not that we can lie because we should do like the same.
You can lie because you might be unattractive, but not because you didn't see her.
That's again, that's true. What the Gemara is. But as I said, that's a shaila in the Gemara Ksubo. So, but however you answer that, you answer that. But the Lamaya said the Gemara says it's also a stakum from Nekala. But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says, and that's not what the Ramah says.
Right? That's the
right. Well, the Ramah it's not a kasha, but that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah answers. Yeah. So.
Yes. You want to have you look at the Tumah because it's also stakum from the Tzonin, it's not called.
Yeah, no. Apparently not. The it's a hara because I was wondering if being date tzivonim merely meant tzivonim ice. It just means provocative clothing. It's so apparently looking at that with that was enough. He wasn't bothered by that.
The horror would bring a rabbi from fact that the
Rabbinian
is not your
Ia
without
his. Oh, Givaldic, exactly what I was going to say next, which is, this is, if you don't say what I'm saying, then there's a stira in Rabbeinu Yonah, blatant stira, because Rabbeinu Yonah is the most makel shita in our Gemara, right? He says that when you're even saying Krishma, and there's an exposed tefach, it's okay as long as you don't look. So, if you don't say what I'm saying, then there's a stir in Rabbeinu Yonah. But if you say what I'm saying, then it's not a kasha. This was specifically said about a kala because of the context of kalas and chasmas.
Also, like maybe you can bring a rai from the Gemara there that, like, how are you talking they can violate, like how could anyone say that much of the stack of the kala just deal a kala baila?
Right.
You have to say it's some, certainly on a Darius level, it's
sure. Right, this is a far-fetched thing, but the kasha is, in other words, just to say it a little differently, this relates to the point Adam said, which is that we breach certain normal standards of tznias at a wedding for the purpose of l'chava v'al baila. That's for sure. That's what Kala Nava Chasuda and Kate's Miracle Me'akal is all about, right? We do things that we wouldn't normally do. But you're right. Obviously, that's not talking about where their vada maybe lidei aveira. There are all sorts of things in this whole sugya. And okay, I don't know what happened to this today's share. But that there are all sorts of behavior. The Nishmata Michal Davara teaches me that you have to stay far away from these things. And now the question is how far you have to go. And that's why in so many contexts, we're going to say, well, you know, we're going to have to do a cost-benefit analysis or a risk assessment or the like. And many things are usher just because of what they might lead to and the like. So let's just finish up very quickly. And I guess we're not going to, we're not going to do that. The main point of the shir today. But so we saw again, going back to the generalist or stakos, we saw the Beis Shmuel says it's machlokas, whether it's derais or derabanan between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. We also begin clearing yesterday about what the gedder is. Rav Moshe originally tries to say that there's two separate isurim, los isurach re levavchem ve'ach re nechem, is begedder a arayos, And then Dvarim Shelo Yavar L'Dei Hear Her, Shemartim Kol Davara, is not that just Aveira. Nafkamina, one Nafkamina is Yarvel Yavor. Another Nafkamina is for Nashim, right? Nashim are certainly Shaykh to Losser Rachel Bavchem, but they're probably not Shaykh to the din of Shelo Yavar L'Dei Keri. Ravadia has an interesting rai for that. The Gemara says in Brachos that, you know, when Shaul goes and he's talking to the woman, they had that like very, very long conversation. So the Gemara says, what were they like? What's this Arichos drama? So it says that the girls were holding him up because he was so beautiful. They wanted to look at him. So Ravadia says, Pashat, that they weren't doing anything wrong. You see, that girls are a lot of look at boys. The reverse wouldn't be true. Then in the end, Rav Moshe basically tries to say, no, there's not two dinim, really, it's only one din, and he has raya for that. We won't get into it. I want to just bring up one point, which I think is fitting with everything we're saying, but just very important. L'maisa. So there's a little bit of a steer in Rav Moshe. There's two tshuvas from Rav Moshe. One, there's more than two, but two. You should all see both of them. One is Or Chaim Chelak Aleph Simin Mem. The other one is Evan Ezer Chelak Aleph Simin Nun Vav. So after basically an Or Chaim, after arguing that it's mutter when you're not miskaven lahanos, he writes, "Al kolpanim vaday asher l'stakel beisha filu b'makom shadarka and lios megulos shemiskaven lirosa." Not just miskaven lahanos when you're miskaven lirosa, and he says later, "V'yesh chiyuv al kol adam lahabit kifia efsher lamatak sholech b'shok." And he says later, "Shaba isha lishal esharav she'ela binyan yisur v'hetter mechuyev l'shtadel shelo lahabit b'faneha kidei shelo yavo chas v'shal mehanos meiria." So at first he says it's mutter if you're not mistakel lehanos, and then he keeps on saying that it's aser aser l'stakel b'isha filu b'komos shadakel lios megulos k'miskavin lerosa. So it's a stira. Seems like, when I first read it, at least. And the answer, I think, is what we're saying, which is that a person has to not just, it is mutter to look at a woman in Mekomas Megulin when you're not Miskavim Lahanos. There's not an Isser. That's Mefur and Shulchan Aruch, according to Rav Moshe. But what Rav Moshe is saying is that a person has to be smart. And they have to be aware of their frailty. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Achrimos, Kuf Pei Ches on Lo Sikrevu, emphasizes this. He writes, "V'afal pi shemotei atzmo chashach hatay v'ktas." Now, the Jew, the type of person that certain things that if other people do them, they'll get into trouble. You're not going to get into trouble. "Lo yomar kevan sheni motzi atzmi kein ma'echbes li emestakel benashim." So for me, it's different. It's okay for me to look at women. No, says, doesn't work. Or at least many people said that, and for them, it didn't work. And therefore, you have to be very careful. But Rav Moshe also says, and this is what's so important, that even with respect to the Mekomos HaMegulim, Mechusim, the Isser is only Be'etzem Shema Yavo Lidei Aveira. And therefore, that's why we're matir the makom ones. And like we said before, ones is defined very broadly. In other words, if it was usher to be look at mekomos hamechusim be'etem, then we wouldn't be able to be matir for parnasa and going shopping and all those things, right? The reason why we have this flexibility is precisely because even mekomos hamechusim, it's only usher shema yavo lidei aveira. And therefore, if a person thinks that I won't be bali de aveira, plus there's a real need, again, we have to figure what we talked about yesterday, it's not always clear how to define a real need, but there's a real need to go to such places, then if those two criteria are met, so then it's okay. But what we're going to talk about Sunday, Bezus Hashem, is the sugya of Hachzaras Panav or Hachzaras Gufo or the like, which is in Sivvav, but the Bir Halacha is in Sif Aleph. That's at least one of the things I hope we'll get a chance to talk about. And then maybe we'll get to Kol Isha and the like. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.
We have a now and then Kliyot. We have a fun with that. Let's go to the Dada and the Fun. There's whatever, 30 days if you want to leave, whatever.
Am I needed for Mincha? Yeah, oh, I am mediator.
What time is the shiur on Sunday?
What time is shiur on Sunday? What time do we? 3:35, the usual. Yeah. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, Moshe.
Have a good Shabbos.